Hi, I'm John Larkin with Precision Planting. I lead our commercial group at Precision Planting, which is everything except the R&D team.
You've introduced something called Delta Force. What is that?
Delta, if you remember back to high school and college, means change. So we pioneered the idea of controlling the amount of downforce on a row unit with our air force system. We've learned a lot about the row-by-row variation that happens in downforce on a planter. So we took that knowledge and added a row-by-row. So now we can react to the tire tracks, small tillage zone differences, or soil type changes that happen very frequently in a field.
Mm-hmm. What does Delta Force have over Air Force?
Well, it's not that it has over, it's an option. Air Force provides planter-wide downforce control. So for global changes in a field, like large areas of soil type differences or tillage differences, Air Force handles those kind of changes very well. But to slice that even further, so say you have a floater track or a tire track behind the planter-tractor combination. Now, Delta Force will take out those kind of soil variations as well.
I have seen maps, representations of fields that have been planted by these retrofitted planters. They look pretty consistent. What's the goal, the objective of the retrofitted planters?
By retrofitting a planter, we have the ability to, so let's take that downforce example. Through our monitor system, which is 2020 SeedSense, and FieldView, which is an iPad app, we're able to track row by row by row whether that row unit is in the ground or coming out of the ground, and how much force we're applying on that particular row to maintain that depth. So we have two views of that. One is kind of like a sonogram. It shows the amount of force being applied to keep the row unit in the ground. That's going to be very colorful because we're applying 400 pounds here, 10 pounds here, 30 pounds here, 300 pounds here. So a very colorful map. But you flip over and look at the downforce where we want a very light footprint but uniform depth, and it's going to look all green. So the system's reacting very fast, working very hard. The end result is you see just uniform downforce, uniform depth across the field.
What does it do to yield?
You know, we're in a pilot program this year. So we've had the system out on split planters for the last two seasons, more to test the functionality of the system. Now we're advancing that to larger widespread trials. So we'll have multiple systems out where we'll do side-by-sides and we'll start tracking the yield advantage that we anticipate from Delta Force compared to Air Force compared to no control at all.